She wanted to meet her father. He wondered whatever happened to his daughter. Then a stuffed panda from a county fair showed them that love had been closer than they realized. You're listening to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Today we get to know the family of Alvern Boom. Now, Boom was born in Union County and raised near Spink, South Dakota, but he saw the world through service in the U.S. Air Force. I set up microphones in the Boom family living room in Beersford for this story.
Alvern Boom, I guess I'm the one who started it.
Alvern Boom started it by falling in love. In the 1950s, he was a parachute rigger second class in the U.S. Air Force, and he was good at his job. What makes a good parachute rigger?
Make sure they work.
Boom's job was to pack parachutes for fighter planes and the men who commanded them. He and his fellow riggers had a sign up in their shop. It read, "If the chute doesn't work, bring it back." One day, three pilots strode through the door.
These three guys come in, and it was just right around Christmas. Clapped their hands and looked at us and come over there and started hugging us and shaking our hands and said, what happened? Our plane went down, but we parachuted out. The deal was, I don't know why, they wanted to give us a plaque. Now some days I wish I would have took it, but...
The riggers didn't accept a plaque from the flight crew, but in the military, gratitude shows up in unexpected ways.
They come in with a, I don't know why anybody cares, but with a bottle of whiskey, about that big around, for Christmas and New Year's. Happy New Year's, you guys. And that's what we took for packing the show.
In 1959, Boom was transferred from Germany to England, and like many GIs overseas at the time, he went to a dance. That's where he met a young English woman named Faye.
The 59 of November, and I can say that she was the only girl I ever went with in England. So I think that's one very good thing. And we just kept seeing each other all the time. And that's how, you know how it happens.
How did she tell you you were going to be a father? When did you find that out?
I suppose it would have been what? January, February, once you know then, so
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What did you think when you first found out?
Kind of happy. Everything was going pretty great.
Alvern and Faye made plans. After he was discharged, they would raise their family in the U.S. They filed the paperwork. Alvern returned home to South Dakota to get things ready. And then Faye changed her mind.
And I don't know really what happened. We kept writing letters and sending money, and I have got no idea.
How did you find out that she wasn't going to come?
I never really heard.
What was that like for you? To just all of a sudden hear nothing? You know you have a child in the world.
Kind of tough.
How did you deal with that at the time?
I probably drank a little more beer than I should have. You kind of, everything changed. But I guess that's the way it is. So.
Eventually, Alvern moved on. He went to another dance, this one closer to home, where he met Marcella, his current wife.
With my folks, I was already going to the U, and he comes up to me and he says, I want to dance with you before you get too drunk. And I said, you've got a long wait because I'm not drinking alcohol. So started dating, got engaged in 3 months and married in 9 months. I knew him 9 months before I married him. I knew he was a good catch.
Marcella and Alverne would go on to have 3 children and a good life. Alverne told Marcella right away about the baby he never met. He also told her about a singular night at the Spencer Fair in Iowa when he won a stuffed panda that he shipped to England.
I'll tell you something.
Yes.
Me and a couple of my friends was over at the Spencer Fair in Iowa, and they had these where you throw baseballs and knock bottles down everything. I think there's 6 of them there. Anyway, as we was leaving, I think it was $1. I said, I'm going to see if I can knock any of them down. Give the guy $1. They give you 3 balls to throw at them. I threw one and they all fell down. Now that guy, he looked at it and I never seen that before. Oh, he said, I'm going to give you a big bear. I was really excited. I sent that to England.
Now Marcella and Alverne's youngest child is Jeff. One day, not too long ago, Jeff opened his mailbox and found a letter.
Well, it was in the middle of March. I was working from home. I just went out and opened up a mailbox, and I'm just kind of sifting through the mail, and I see this handwritten letter, which we really never see in today's world. And so I see this Angela Castillo, Aurora, Colorado, and I'm like, who do I know by the name of Angela Castillo, and what's this what's this whole thing? And I'm like, and then I start trying to dig through my past.
He's had a colorful past.
Who do I know? Now this name isn't familiar, and I'm like, I better open this up before I go in and actually stand in front of my wife, because I'm wondering, do I have a daughter out there, unbeknownst to me, that I open this letter up, and then I see the very first sentence and said I was born in September 7th, mm-hmm. 1960.
It says, hello, my name is Angela Castillo. I was born in Leicester, England on September 7th, 1960. My father was stationed in England with the United States Air Force in late 50s, early 60s. I'm trying to contact Al Boom, I think you are related, to see if he can help me in the search for my birth father. I appreciate any
information. Hi, Angela. This is Jeff Boom. So I just received your letter in the mail, and Alverne Boom is my father and lives literally just a couple of minutes away from my house. He's gotten elderly. He's 86. Probably not the easiest to talk to on the telephone, but I do see him regularly. So give me a call. I'd just love to find out what I can do to help you. I don't know if you're reaching out. My dad did have a daughter out of wedlock when he was stationed in Europe, in Germany. And the timing of this, when you said you were born, would probably stay fairly close. So I don't know if he is your biological father, or if you're looking for someone else, but I'd be certainly willing to help you find out or find him.
Angela's mother, Faye, had gone on to marry a different American GI. The family moved to the U.S. with him.
So, I mean, I grew up pretty much not asking about it. I have one sister. And as I got into my teen years, I started to wonder more about my dad and if he thought about me.
Whew. This is harder than I thought.
When Angela was 25, she became pregnant with her first child. She needed to know more about her medical history.
I asked her to tell me, and she gave me a little box, and it had some letters that people had written to her when I was born in England, and they said, I'm sure Al is thrilled that Angela's here. And she told me that he loved me and that he wanted me, but she was too afraid to come to America. So she said, I just stopped corresponding and moved on.
Angela searched. Her friends searched. They used Ancestry.com. They looked up census records. They turned to Facebook. Angela searched on and off for years. But the moment she connected with Jeff Boom, the homecoming was just around the corner. And Angela Castillo, who had never known her real father, became very worried he wouldn't accept her.
And I was beside myself with every emotion.
Oh, sure.
It was... It's still, again, are they going to like me? Am I going to like them? You know, is this really happening? When I came in and came up the stairs, it was just like him hugging me. It was just like that. This is my dad. It was really just like coming home. But that first night, my dad at the table said, did you ever get that panda bear that I sent you? And in my head, I'm like, I'm 62, dude. Like, I don't really remember. But I had put together an album for them of me from a baby growing up. And I thought, as the night went on, I do have a picture of me without a diaper, which is why I didn't get in the book. So I asked my daughter to send it to me. And she did. And I showed him this picture. And he said, that's the only thing I know you ever got from me.
Alvern Boone believed in miracles because he lived within them. He died a few weeks after we recorded this story. He was 89 years old. When he shared these memories, he was seated in his favorite chair in his living room, surrounded by family. And all the while, he couldn't seem to stop thinking about that one night, decades ago, when a carnival game at a county fair etched a signature into his life story.
But I stopped to think. That guy said he'd never seen all them bottles knocked off. And I did it with one. You get three balls to throw. And I threw the one, and they all just flew off of there. So I wonder if they were supposed to do that.
We just kind of feel there was something guiding here. Think God had a little plan right in mind, and he just thinks the balls fell in place. Let's put it that way.
Well, they all fell off of that.
I had asked him if he thought about me, and he said yes. And he said, for many years, I didn't think this would happen. But he said, recently, there's been something in the air that made me think that it would.
Yeah.
He said he just had a feeling that it was going to happen.
Yeah, I thought about it. A long time.
Angela Castillo clutches a photo album to her chest while she speaks. The title, Blessed to be Boom, is written on the cover. Her miracle is that she met her father, found her family, forgave her mother, and learned that even when she was afraid to ask about him, her dad had never stopped thinking about her. I'm SDPB's Lori Walsh in Beresford. That's our conversation for today. I hope that it served you. You can see pictures of the Boom family on our website, sdpb.org/inthemoment. From all of us here at SDPB, I'm Lori Walsh. Thank you for listening.